In the heart of Mali, where the rolling dunes of the Sahara meet the lush banks of the Niger River, there lived a young boy named Ibrahim Traoré. A curious child, Ibrahim spent many afternoons along the riverbank, listening to the whispers of the water, the songs of the birds, and most importantly, the tales spun by his mother, Amina. Amina was not just any storyteller, she was the guardian of wisdom passed down through generations, a bearer of lessons wrapped in folklore. One evening, under the fading light of the setting sun, as shadows danced upon the sand, Amina sat Ibrahim down for one of her fabled tales. He leaned closer, eager to absorb the intricate weavings of her narrative. Ibrahim, my dear boy, listen closely, Amina began, her voice a melodic blend of wisdom and tenderness. There is a story of a powerful lion who reigned supreme in the heart of the forest. All creatures revered him, yet they also feared the shadow of his might. This lion was not merely feared because of his strength, but also because of the arrogance that had grown within him. He ruled through fear rather than respect. One day, a small mouse approached him, seemingly insignificant in comparison to the lion's grandeur. The mouse, whose name was Kofi, had a message for the lion, but the lion, with a haughty laugh, dismissed him. "You are too small to speak to me," bellowed the lion. "Return to the dust from which you came." Kofi, undeterred, warned the lion, "Though I seem small and inconsequential, I carry wisdom. A day will come when your reign of terror shall lead to your undoing." The lion, amused and enraged, chased Kofi away. Time passed, and as seasons changed, the lion's pride grew bolder, driving fear deep into the hearts of his subjects. However, as his cruelty escalated, so did the unrest among the forest animals. In one fateful day, the lion faced a relentless pack of hyenas who, seeking revenge for their fallen kin, banded together. They ambushed him when he was least expecting it. The once proud lion, blinded by his arrogance, found himself surrounded. Despite his strength, he was outnumbered, and in that pivotal moment, he realized the truth. In Kofi's warning, he had alienated those who once respected him. In a fierce battle, the lion lost everything he held dear, and his reign came to a harrowing end. Amina concluded with a final breath, "Remember, my son, those who hoard power for themselves are destined to fall. Respect and humility will always triumph over arrogance." Ibrahim listened intently, his imagination painting vivid images of the mighty lion and cunning Kofi. But Amina wasn't finished. She leaned in closer. "And there is a warning I must give you, Ibrahim. Be mindful of pride, for it can lead to a path where loneliness resides." Years went by, and Ibrahim grew from a boy into a young man, well respected in his village for his wisdom and generosity. However, like the lion in his mother's tale, he was often tempted by pride, especially when praised by elders and kin alike. One day, after a successful harvest festival, Ibrahim found himself the guest of honor, showered with such praise that he felt invincible. His friends toasted to him, escalating a celebration that quickly turned into an extravagant feast. Overcome by the moment, Ibrahim began to boast, "I did everything to make this festival possible. Without my strength and foresight, we would still be toiling with the last harvest." In those very words, a familiar shadow loomed. The villagers, who once adored him, exchanged worried glances. Amina, now aged but still sharp as ever, noticed the shift in their demeanor. After the celebrations ended, she called Ibrahim to her side. "What have you done, my son? You have echoed the same arrogance of the lion." Ibrahim recoiled at her words, a pang of embarrassment washing over him. "But I worked hard, mother. Shouldn't I be proud of my efforts?" Amina gazed into his eyes, her expression serious. It is right to celebrate achievements, but boastfulness can alienate those who support you. Remember Kofi's wisdom, the strongest must listen to the smallest. NNTHE weight of the warning settled on Ibrahim's conscience. Days turned to weeks, yet the echoes of that night lingered. He noticed fewer smiles around the village and felt the growing distance between himself and his friends. When he sought their company, they were polite but visibly guarded. It became clear, his pride, once a beacon of strength, had become a chasm separating him from the community he'd cherished. NN under the vast African sky, Ibrahim returned to the riverbank where he'd first heard his mother's tale. He let the cool breeze wash over him, seeking clarity in the rustling leaves and shimmering water. Ibrahim contemplated the story of the lion and the warning from his mother. The importance of humility dawned on him. He decided to approach each villager individually, acknowledging their contributions to the harvest. NNHE shared his successes, not as a sign of superiority, but as a celebration of their collective endeavors, making them feel valued. He expressed gratitude for their unwavering support, realizing true strength lies not in dominance but in unity and collaboration. Over time, Ibrahim noticed the warmth return to the community. His life transformed from one of solitude to one rich with friendship. NN Amina smiled as she watched her son flourish, knowing that the lesson she imparted had taken root and thrived. Every day is a new story, Ibrahim, she would tell him. Remember that life is not about being the lion, it's about the bonds we forge and the wisdom we share. In the end, Ibrahim understood the essence of his mother's warning. True greatness is found in humility, compassion, and connection with others. N. Nanso, the boy who once stood on the riverbank listening to tales, became a legendary figure not only for his strength but for his heart, living a life that reverberated through the village, echoing the timeless wisdom of Amina, the great storyteller. N. Nand thus, in the land where stories weave, reality and wisdom flows like the river. Every sunset brought new tales, inspired by Ibrahim Traoré and his mother's everlasting teachings.